You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16 to 17. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. The last time we were explaining why it looks like unbeliever prospers more than the children of God. Prosper in the sense of the material things of this world. You must understand that kind of prosperity. Now, because we know that to have Jesus on the inside is the greatest prosperity. And God does not define prosperity by material wealth. Jesus told the church in Smyrna that, "I know thy poverty, but thou art rich." But for the sake of our understanding and in looking at our human endeavor, that's why we are looking at the material prosperity. And we said that there is a principle of the Antichrist that is already at work in the world that makes it possible for unbelievers to thrive. The world system is a satanic system that is not designed to favor God's children. It's a system that is anti-God. And so, godly principles, godly values do not work. The kind of things many people do today to make a lot of money, an unbeliever cannot do it. A lady goes on TikTok shaking her breast, and she said a week she makes $3,000. Now, $3,000 a week, in a month, that is $12,000. That's a lot of money for a lady living in Africa. But a believer cannot do that. She cannot go and be shaking breasts on TikTok to make that kind of money. So you will see that the world system is arranged in such a manner that it favors people of the world. And that is rightly so. It's just like if you travel to another country, you will discover that their country is designed to favor their citizen. It is not designed to favor you. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. But it is not a disadvantage for us. The reason is that we also live in this world by the wisdom and power of the kingdom of God. The main problem is that we don't know the power and the wisdom of our kingdom. We are now trying to borrow the wisdom of this world to use in the world while we maintain our godly principles. That is confusion. That is going to create a lot of problem. So what we need to realize is that we are designed to function in this world in the power and the wisdom of the kingdom. So when you look at Daniel in Babylon, he thrived. When you look at Joseph in Egypt, he thrived. How did they thrive? You will notice one common thing with all of them. They brought into that system a wisdom that is beyond that system. As a Christian, did you sit down to say, "Lord, what business should I do? And how should I go about it? How should I set it up?" Are you bringing the power and the wisdom of God into what you are doing? Should I accept this job? Should I go in this direction? That is how we function. We are not moved by money. We are moved by the direction of the word of God. In the world system, they are moved by money. So you must lay hold of what we have in order to function in this world. If we know it, Jesus said, if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you won't have problem with your needs being met. So brethren, we need the power and the wisdom of the kingdom that we belong to function in this world system. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.